I'm David Adams, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm particularly concerned because I live over in the Blue Hill District. I'm from Colony Woods. So I've watched as we've lost 191 affordable housing units out of the park apartments, and now we have a proposal to actually remove more of the King's Arms apartments. So I'm really concerned about those folks that have been displaced. That's number one. Number two, after losing all that affordable housing, the town decided to use a good portion of the American Legion property, which was bought with park bond funds, for affordable housing. I think we can do better, and we can put that housing elsewhere. I really want to work for a sustainable and fair development. Because of that, I'm opposed to the text amendments that were recently passed because, frankly, I'm a scientist, and the evidence that I've seen says that the approach they're using will not actually get the results that we want. Housing choice is not housing affordability. I really want to expand our parks and green space and our tree canopy. We've been underfunding our parks for quite a while. And this is all important because I'm really interested in mitigating climate change. The third thing is I think we need to restore trust in our town government. We need people on the council who will actually listen, respect, and respond to citizens, and also create budgets that are fiscally responsible and will minimize our tax load. I want to take a little issue with our housing inventory situation because the town actually doesn't lack housing. We've got, according to our development activity reports in June, we almost have 1,000 housing units in various phases of the pipeline. So we don't really have a housing problem, we have an affordability problem. And that's just because Chapel Hill is a desirable place to live. And now the question is, what is the town's responsibility for that, and what would I do about it? And I think there are three elements to that. So of course the town has some responsibility, and it's actually done a pretty decent job recently of increasing our affordable housing. There have been 6 projects, and the town has supported nonprofits like Habitat and Empowerment. And then the question is, how can they use their conditional zoning power to actually get what we need? And I think developers, and they have an obligation to provide community benefits because they profit from what the community has built. So I think they need to be sensitive to what we need and not what they like to build. Lastly is, of course, UNC. And UNC owns about 30% of the buildable land here in town, and a particular unit is Carolina North. It's a perfect place to put housing, and they really need to step up to house their students and their employees. As you know, a lot of the people that work in town work at UNC. So I'd like to partner with UNC to really get that done, and I think we can do that. I'm a conservationist and environmentalist, so of course I support green buildings and green energy, sustainable transportation. I'm the North-South Bus Rapid Transit Project. I support more electric vehicles on the road and the infrastructure to serve them. And I'm really concerned about preserving our water and our natural resources, concerned about Owosso hooking into Jordan Lake water, and also I'm in opposition to extending our water and sewer south to the Chatham line. As a scientist, you know, I'm an observer, and what I've observed, because I live near Blue Hill, is that all the new development has no green construction, has no green energy, and has no green space. So I think there's a big effort that we could put there to make things better. I really give the mayor and council a lot of credit for getting us through COVID. I think other cities didn't fare as well as Chapel Hill, so I give credit to Mayor Heminger and the council. I also give them credit for making strides in getting our affordable housing. That's one of our most critical needs. What I do differently, I wouldn't follow what our Canadian consultant told the council to do. So I watched those meetings, and basically one of the first things that this consultant said was that the public was the major impediment to progress here. And they have gotten rid of input on development from our traffic advisory board, stormwater board. The second thing is, when asked by one of our council members, well, how do we implement this complete communities project in the face of opposition? Her answer was, well, you were elected, which is to say you should act as a trustee. And I think the town council has become a board of trustees where they know best, and they are no longer delegates to involve the community in making these important decisions. I'm a career scientist, and I want to build community. And to do that, I want to listen to citizens, and I want us all together to create a vision for a diverse, livable Chapel Hill.